reality TV and talk shows have mostly steered clear of themes about human-caused climate change. But as NPR's Chloe Veltman reports, some unscripted programs are finding ways to slip information about climate change and sustainable living onto our screens.
When Recipe for Disaster premieres on the CW network next month, it'll dish up plenty of the sugary and salty ingredients viewers have come to expect from cooking contests on reality TV.
This is Recipe for Disaster, where professional chefs and their buddies who are terrible at cooking.
Is this a pomegranate?
Compete to make spectacular dishes while battling ridiculous disasters.
But the show's producers also mix in the reality TV equivalent of lean proteins and veggies. Recipe for Disaster will feature chefs who cook with sustainable ingredients.
I'm Charlene, and I'm a vegan chef.
And meat and dairy-free cooking challenges.
I'm making a vegan meatloaf with cremolata and a beetroot puree.
Data from Statistica shows roughly a third of U.S. adults currently watch reality TV.
A couple of years ago, if you'd brought up talking about climate on screen, people would think it was crazy and they wouldn't even touch the subject.
But Recipe for Disaster executive producer Kyle Zezo says attitudes have started to shift.
And when you talk to buyers now, maybe they don't exactly know how to do it, but the door is more open to it.
Scenes modeling sustainable behaviors or highlighting the impact of climate change have been cropping up lately in shows as diverse as the paranormal reality series Ghost Adventures.
With global warming and with climate change, things are moving around in a way that they didn't normally do.
And talk shows, like Jane Fonda's appearance a few months ago on The Kelly Clarkson Show.
There'd be no climate crisis if it wasn't for racism.
According to a forthcoming University of Southern California study, nearly 30,000 mentions of climate change-related keywords appeared across every category of unscripted TV between last August and this February. Erica Rosenthal is the Director of Research at USC's Norman Lear Center, the group behind the study.
So that included home shows, food shows, docuseries, even sports. So that was really a surprising and exciting finding.
An unlikely star of the climate change and reality TV universe is the car racing show Extreme E.
One wrong judgment and you're going for a ride.
In the series, electric SUVs try to outpace each other in remote parts of the world hit hard by climate change. Last year, Extreme E reached 135 million viewers across the globe.
In climate change, everyone needs to win or we all lose.
But unscripted shows like this one that center climate change as a topic, or even mention the term directly, are still relatively rare. USC's Erica Rosenthal says the majority approach the topic sort of sideways. The most commonly used terms in the study were vegan, vegetarian, insulation, and solar.
The term climate change itself represented just 4% of all of the keyword mentions we came across.
Max Boykoff is an environmental studies professor at the University of Colorado Boulder. He studies the intersection of mass media and climate change. Boykoff says he's not surprised that unscripted TV producers tend to sneak climate change adjacent material into their shows rather than address the topic head on.
Unscripted television is a way to get into the homes of people who otherwise may not take interest in climate change, who otherwise may see it as yet another set of challenges that they just don't want to have to deal with.
But Boykoff says producers need to be bolder, since the medium has the power to reach so many people. Using that influence only to focus on small behavioural changes isn't enough.
We ought not get caught up in just using a mug instead of a paper cup and thinking that we've done our job.
Boykoff says climate change is a collective action problem at a global scale. Reality TV can do more to reflect this reality. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.